welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. We have a great show. First things first, as you all know, you need to go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. This is the best resource for you. Why? Because what I tell you is extremely complicated, and it's kind of about an evil force you can't see. And I describe what it wants, what it's attempting to do, how it's going to manifest control. And for you to really wrap your mind around it, you need to go to that website. Number one, there's articles you can read about various things that are happening in the news that I detail to you. Lots of world history, lots of documentation, lots of articles. So you can go nuts on it. The reason why I kind of do this podcast is really not for my own benefit. To be honest with you, I've been doing this for like 8 years now, and this podcast has brought absolutely zero benefit to me whatsoever. Yeah. Zero benefit to me financially, and nothing but a giant vat of my time. The reason why is that you can enjoy this, because to be honest with you, most people out there don't know what they're talking about. The reason they don't know what they're talking about is the system basically makes people popular who are going to distract you from the truth and what is happening. Why? Because both sides to this war, both imperialistic forces, do not want you to know the truth. The communists and the Islamists do not want to understand how they are embedding, how they're controlling the kind of narrative, how they're doing the war, and how they're leading to total control. And the Western world wants you to live your life in complete ignorance and bliss and go out for dinner and pretend like nothing is happening. They are not going to tell you. So anybody popular right now who is telling you this and that, or whatever the case may be, oh, Israel's doing this and Palestine is doing this and this is the case, if they're popular, they likely do not have any frigging clue about what they are talking about. Because Yuri Bezmenov said, all the people who are popular are all naval watchers, which means they are distracting you from the two sides to this war and how this is all manifesting itself. And we're going to dive right in to what is happening. Well, as you know, everyone has been watching this Iranian situation. Israel has attacked Iran and its nuclear program. And the whole world's like, oh my goodness, Iran is being attacked and their nuclear weapons are being, or their nuclear program is being attacked. And we told you how many years ago that this was going to happen. We are well ahead of the curve. The reason why, as I said to you in my last podcast, this has been about Iran's nuclear program being far more advanced than the U.S. complex is letting you believe. Why is that? Because if they told you how advanced it was, and if they told you they had an EMP in space ready to kill the electrical grid in Israel, and for every man, woman, and child from in the region to descend on Israel, they would tell you. Well, they wouldn't tell you because everybody would panic. Now, the reason why I tell you this is I'm detailing to you how they're manifesting control. They cannot beat the U.S. complex in a full thermonuclear exchange. So their all-out war is very different. Instead of pressing a nuclear button to nuke off the planet, they were going to cut the electrical grid and make Israel completely defenseless. No airplanes, no tanks, nothing that works. And then every man, woman, and child can descend on there. And it's what's the population of Israel? Few million? How many people in the region could overwhelm Israel with force?
9.7 million people.
Well, regardless, you could have that many more people descend into Israel to take it out when it's down for the count. This is what Iran is specifically doing. They know that they're going down. This is not about Iran gaining control. This is about them manifesting a worldwide caliphate. This worldwide caliphate is seizing control of our government, Western world, from within. Now, think about it for a second. Let's go back in time. Let's pretend that Trump did not win this election in the first one in 2016. Now, where would the refugee crisis be? Now, would ISIS would have stopped expanding? No. ISIS would have continued to expand. They would have had a refugee crisis like crazy. And if you think the refugee crisis is bad now, they would have surrounded us with many more millions of these people ready to seize control when the moment presented itself. The method of control is these EMP weapons to seize our government from within and not give it back. And then followed by a period of normalization where those who disagree with this flip of turn in the world are basically executed or exterminated. It sounds incredibly awful. But the reason why I do this podcast and I invest so much period of time into doing this at no benefit to me is to detail this for you because nobody else is telling you. Now, do you think that Israel is doing this for no reason? Do you think Israel is in Gaza doing this for no reason? Do you think that they're doing this to Iran for no reason? No, there's a reason for it. And all these people, their main logic of thinking is going, oh my goodness, this is all about a plan to have a worldwide Israel. No, it's not. George Soros and crew, the Rothschilds, look at George Soros, for example, for the start. Okay. Remember, go back to World War II. What was he doing? Okay. He's Jewish. Being a Jewish person doesn't mean anything. He hates his own people. He's a Nazi, right? He was working with the Nazis to give up all the Jewish people and to then take their clothes and sell them. He admitted it. You can Google this on YouTube. It is irrelevant that he's a Jewish person. This is not a plan to raise one world Jewish government. This is a plan to exterminate all Jews. Right? Now, let's go about this a different way for a second, okay? So think about things from a crazy perspective. The Western world has all this power. They have air dominance over Iran, and they're basically bombing them into smithereens. Now, obviously, all the Iranian government, all these people know all this, what's going to happen next. They've been planning this for 40 years, right? And now you have it in the news that, oh my goodness, Iran, we have some secret covert facility. We have some secret covert, underground nuclear facility that was 2,500 acres or whatever they say. And the U.S. is starting to slowly roll out. Oh my goodness, they've had all this power for so long. How did they get it? Well, like I told you, it all goes back to Vladimir Putin and the Soviets who are arming. So what is my point here? My point here is the Nazis, George Soros and crew, and the communists, the Soviets, are working together in their attempt to, number one, kill Christians and to kill Jews and destroy the Western world. Why? Because if you study the history of communists, they have tried to kill Christians and Jews, tens of millions of them, actually. And if you look at the history of Nazism, it explains itself. So both are working together to manipulate the outcome and to do what they want to do. Now, what do I think is going to happen? Well, I've told you that I believe that Iran and specifically North Korea have been armed with these EMP weapons to seed kind of the revolution. The Western world has been prepared for this revolution for quite some time. What do I mean by this? Well, they've been brought into poverty, number one. Nobody has a clue about what is going on anymore, and everybody's been taught via communist propaganda to hate the Western world. Meanwhile, they have all their wonderful iPhones, and they can make all their opinions on, oh, I'm going to take a video of myself making this opinion, and the Western world is so brutal. Well, you know, oh, Trump is a dictator. Well, you have the right to actually post a video that says you are controlled by a dictator. So that means that your government is not a dictator. Now, think about things from a perspective here. I really think that this revolution is going to fail, okay? And it's going to fail for one reason that you have to go to the website, theawakener.ca, because I can't tell you on this podcast, because they're going to shut me down. Go on that website, browse a little bit, and it'll explain to you what is happening, and it'll explain to you what is going to happen next. I believe the move is being set. The enemy has prepared you in your ignorance, in your sleep, for quite some time to literally snatch the Western world right in front of you. And they're going to make a move for it very, very soon. And all those people who are famous right now who have been talking about this and that and this are all going to eat their words because none of them have any clue what they're talking about. Go to theawakener.ca, subscribe, share my show.